reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And Jesus said to the crowd, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then Jesus told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grains and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Ah, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And these things that you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a bumper sticker that I've seen that says, "Whoever dies with the most toys wins." Whoever dies with the most toys wins. This idea is so common in Western society, isn't it? People wait in line for hours for the latest iPhone or iPad. Oh, we can sigh after the biggest and best TV screen, and we crave more and more money to be squirreled away for our retirement or to be put for different projects in our community. And commercials constantly pound and bombard us with that Madison Avenue truth that if we just bought this or that product, we would be happy. That's all it takes. Buy this, and our lives will be full. We will be content. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. Wins what? For a corpse to be surrounded by a gaggle of gadgets, what good is that going to do that dead person? How is this winning? And yet, our consumeristic culture would have us buy heart and soul into this philosophy. But you know, that's not the philosophy. That's not the mentality that Jesus wants us to buy into. In the parable, Jesus tells the man surrounds himself with goods and grains without a thought for God or his neighbor. And God calls him a fool. Now, calling him a fool isn't a moral condemnation on the man piling up wealth, but it's rather a wisdom commentary on the man's life spent, or rather misspent, surrounding himself with toys and trinkets to please his immediate impulses, but never accumulating or stockpiling wisdom, which would provide the sweet nectar of pleasure that would fill every crevice of his soul. In the parable, the man uses a lot of I language. I will build bigger barns. I will store lots of grains and goods, and then I can eat, drink, and be merry. He's under the foolish notion that it's through his own efforts that he can achieve happiness. And I think a lot of us can probably resonate with this idea, can't we? This is what's often called in the United States the American work ethic. That if you work hard, you can get ahead. basically you can buy the American dream, and it's all done by the sweat of your own brow, by pulling yourself out of the muck by your own bootstraps. But ultimately, isn't this just another way of saying whoever dies with the most toys wins? Today's gospel falls right in the middle of some passages that we probably know pretty well. Before this teaching, Jesus reminds the crowds that they are more valuable to God than any sparrow that falls from the sky, and that even if the sparrow dies, our God in heaven knows this. So don't worry so much about your future, because even the hairs, individual hairs on our head, are counted and accounted for by God. And then following this gospel is the familiar, consider the lilies of the field passage. God cares so much about wildflowers and makes them beautiful. How much more will God clothe us in all that we need? Today's gospel isn't so much about condemning riches as it is about the value that we place upon them. Is our self-worth wrapped up under the glossy cover of the shiny car that we drive, or the suburban neighborhood where we live or minister, or in the status of our bank account, parish, or community? If that's so, then if we don't have enough toys, or all the right toys, we won't win. Nope. No trophy at the finish line of life for us. But in our gospel, Jesus reminds us that our lives are about more than accumulating possessions. Our self-worth isn't in how many toys we have, but it's in being loved and treasured by God. Loved and treasured more than any sparrows in the air or the lilies of the field. Our lives become more than just the sum total of our stock portfolio or all the baubles of our belongings when we live lives rooted in generosity toward God and neighbor. That's when our lives become more than that. Lives, actions of love toward God and our neighbor, those two great commandments we heard about just a few weeks ago. We drink more deeply from the well of life when we take the time to discern how we can best embody the mission of Jesus, which has now been handed on to us. When we allow ourselves to be refreshed by the cool waters of our baptismal call, then that we realize that life is not about having the most amount of toys. Life is not a competition. Life is a cooperation. Cooperation with God and with one another, so that there's economic equity within the whole world, not just our neighborhood. When we throw open the barn doors of our own belongings and we support worldwide charitable institutions, we're helping to balance those scales of life that seem so often tipped in favor of the wealthy, of the privileged. When we donate to provide care for the poor, the ill, the starving, those whom so many have seen or forgotten, we're helping to remind them they, like us, are more valuable than the sparrows of the skies and the lilies of the field. So perhaps we need to rewrite that bumper sticker to read, whoever dies spending all their love wins.